Machine learning. Woman is a machine of suffering. Pablo Picasso. After considering the statements received from both parties, the panel found man's version of the events to be more credible than that of woman. He has consistently denied any guilt or wrongdoing because he believes he has done nothing wrong, and belief in privilege grants privilege absolutely. Privilege is $34 million in payouts, career sabotage by espionage, systemic fear, a presidential sum. I told my father that the president assaulted 20 women. He said he's never heard that, because of course the Chinese news stations wouldn't report it. But the women are probably lying, because the president is rich and powerful, and women will do anything for a bit of money. The panel believes, based upon man's account, that man had clear nonverbal consent, that woman indicated nonverbal consent. The panel believes the man's account of the woman's actions, having learned over centuries that woman is capricious, hysterical, seductive, shrewd, curious like a black cat, guilty of original sin and every sin, Pandora, Eve, witch who dragged guileless man out of the warmth of womb into a world of pain, built a machine of suffering. I splutter like a dying engine, my broken Chinese fuming from the pipes, insufficient to express my outrage. The panel is a machine that has been programmed to believe the man's story, to believe in the man. The algorithm tells it that man has a future whose brightness must be protected from the wiles of woman, whom the panel found to be well-spoken and verbally skilled. Therefore, she could have said no. Therefore, she would have said no. There she goes again, being outspoken, disobedient, unfeminine. There she goes again, trying to drag a good man down. In Chinese, all I manage is, how can you say that when you have a daughter? How can you have a daughter and still respect women so little? I hate when men say they condemn sexual violence as a father of daughters, but how can you condone sexual violence as a father of daughters? Probability. If you have four daughters, one daughter will be raped. The panel questioned her behavior after the alleged assault. She continued to exchange and initiate texts, invite him to her apartment, snuggle in bed together. She continued to love this man, whom she had loved and trusted, who is now a part of her life, who had assaulted her. She thought, maybe she was wrong. Maybe she was overreacting. Maybe if she acted normal, she wouldn't lose everything. Later, sleepless with fury, I imagine another conversation in which I ask my father, did you know that a man assaulted mom before she met you? That she loved him? That she married you to escape the shame of her violation? The panel believes that woman's verbal expressions could be considered moaning by man, indicative of nonverbal consent. A woman's protests are no match for a man's insistence, a man's influence, a man's brute strength. Think of Lupita, who offered a massage so she could keep standing. Said nothing after, knowing that too would be considered nonverbal consent. I don't tell my father I panic on the bus when I realize I forgot my pepper spray, I named her Hot Rod. A man followed me down a desolate street, and I escaped into a bar, hid behind a stranger until I saw him leave. Another man approached me at a bus stop, insisting I was a runaway, offered a mattress and weed, wouldn't leave until I lied I had a boyfriend. He said, "I don't believe you, but I'll go," out of respect for him.